This is VOA News, Be Remote. I'm Carol Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday, the presidency said, sending at least two fellow leaders into self-isolation. Macron is one of several world leaders who have contracted COVID-19, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and U.S. President Donald Trump. Macron's office said he was tested after the onset of the first symptoms and will self-isolate for 7 days. Macron had attended an EU summit in Brussels last week and also on Monday was present at a conference in Paris organized by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The president of the European Council, Charles Michel, was also present in Paris and he has entered into self-isolation. And Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who was also there, is going into quarantine too, that according to his office. The EU will start COVID-19 inoculations on December 27th, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday. She tweeted that on the 27th, 28th, and 29th of December, vaccinations will start across the EU. Her spokesman told journalists the rollout was conditional on the European Medicines Agency authorizing the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine when it meets on Monday. Britain and the United States are already inoculating people with that vaccine under emergency national authorizations. The EU is carrying out a coordinated vaccination program across its 27 member states to ensure fair access to doses. The European Commission has sealed contracts with seven suppliers of potential vaccines. And a group of Sicilian fishermen held in Libya since September have been released, Italy's prime minister said Thursday, after visiting Benghazi to welcome them personally. This is VOA News. A French court has convicted 14 people as accomplices in connection with the January 2015 attacks on the Charles Hebdo satirical magazine and a Jewish supermarket in Paris. The Paris trial began in September with 14 alleged associates of the jihadist terrorists facing charges of allegedly helping them carry out several attacks. The attacks at Charles Hebdo's offices was the first in a series of attacks over 3 days in January of 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by the Islamic State in Europe. Authorities in Fiji warn residents in coastal areas to move to higher grounds as a Category 5 cyclone heads towards the South Pacific nation. Tropical cyclone Yasa is expected to hit the country's two main islands late Thursday or early Friday. Stores were closed and streets were empty in Suva. The country announced a nationwide curfew to take effect on Thursday. 10 U.S. states have brought a lawsuit against Google, accusing the search giant of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Google is calling the suit meritless and says the price of online advertising has fallen over the last decade. The Court of Arbitration for Sport rules Thursday whether to uphold a ban on Russian athletes competing in international events in connection with accusations of a state-sponsored doping program. The World Anti-Doping Agency issued its four-year ban last year, barring Russia from competing at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, the 2022 Winter Olympics in China, the 2022 World Cup football tournament, and other events. Russia dismissed the ban, calling the action politically motivated. Chinese state media says a lunar probe containing the first samples of moon rocks and soil since the moon missions of the early 1970s has returned to Earth. The samples are the first gathered for a study on Earth since the Soviet Union's Luna 24 mission in 1976. Scientists hope the samples will help them learn about the moon's origins, formation, and volcanic surface activity. A vigil was held in Caracas on Wednesday for those killed and who remain missing after two boats carrying 40 migrants disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago off the eastern coast of Venezuela. Those on board were attempting to reach the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago, which is a 2.5-hour ferry ride away. At least 23 people died in the attempt in early December, and more than a dozen remain missing. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.